This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Not just Doug Steffen, but Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who each week at this time goes through the charts that he and his staff have come up with the revelation of the top 10 stories of the week on the News Talk Radio circuit. The people on the list as well, radio is on the front lines. News talk radio stations have covered this thing very well, I believe. So let's talk about how it's working, some of the things that are on the top of the list. Certainly a lot to talk about. No fluff this week, Michael. Not that we ever have fluff, but once in a while we get off on a sidetrack. A little fluffy.
Fluff is part of it. I mean, there's even fluff attached to this because it's so extraordinary. You have to laugh a little bit or you're going to cry.
Sure do.
But I don't remember any issue being as dominant in terms of controlling the national conversation on talk radio as this story. And people go, what story is that?
Unprecedented. Did you say unprecedented is the word for it?
I'm trying to put myself back into the mindset that we had at 9/11. 9/11 was similar. But 9/11 was a quickly evolving story, whereas this thing is all at once, so many aspects to it. So, it's apples and oranges. But let's just say that for the past 20 years, we have not seen anything so consuming in terms of what you and I are here to talk about, and that is what people are talking about.
We ask as an ancillary question, how did it get so out of control? Is that a subset to all of this? Certainly the way that
how it got out of control, I think, would be along one of the topics we're going to discuss, because we've had to break it down to 10 components. Yeah. So the level of conversation and the tone of conversation is one of the subjects of the conversation. So let's get into it. It isn't the only thing, but that's more of us sticking to a principle than, because I don't like absolutes. I mean, to say nobody's talking about anything else is just ridiculous. So at number 10, we have immigration reform, race relations, and climate change. They're always out there. At number 9, we have the Saudi oil war and Putin's power grab. Those have been discussed.
Character. Isn't the Putin, man, that was something that did get us off the wheel of coronavirus. This guy has got a lot of balsam, man, I'll tell you. He's able to get he's apparently the modern-day mobster supreme.
He's a hell of a politician, he is a don. He is a modern-day mobster, but then again, there's not that much difference between how states are run and how mob families are run in many cases behind the scenes. You know, power is power, and organized power is organized power. Some of it is on the right side.
Saudi Arabia that we focus on. I know that's it's just as bad.
You know, and then we have at number 8, Harvey Weinstein was sentenced. That certainly was obscured by the coronavirus, but it's a big story. And it's tied with Prince Andrew in England. He's the younger son of the Queen, not to be confused with the prince running around in the gossip columns. Although he's in the gossip columns, Prince Andrew feels heat and the Me Too movement. We could talk about that if you want. Now let's get into the realm of the coronavirus. At number 7, we have the coronavirus and sports entertainment events. And it's beyond sports and entertainment. School
cancel,
closings.
Cancel, cancel.
Cancel and shutdowns and telecoms. telecommunicating, telemarketing, not telemarketing, although that always happens. There's nothing worse than in the middle of all this getting somebody calling you to sell you something.
Right.
Coronavirus and U.S.-China relations at number 6. Coronavirus and the media at number 5. That touches on some of the area that you brought up is, you know, what is the proper way to talk about this? Are we going to instill fear and panic, or are we going to suppress it and not tell the truth? And then again, how do you find the truth, and who's politicizing it, et cetera, et cetera? Number 4 ties into that, coronavirus and politics and the presidential race. And we've separated them as two topics tied at number 4 because the coronavirus has its own politics. And then do you remember that there is a presidential race going on? It sure has turned that into a back burner issue.
Well, one of the things that also has got people on their high horse, Nancy Pelosi has added some stuff to the bill, the bipartisan bill to support the needs the country has for coronavirus. She's trying to add on something that the Republicans will find offensive. And so it just shows you again the politics rules the day, even when there's no common sense attached to it.
She's a fool for doing that.
Yeah, sure is.
And number 3, coronavirus and the economy, and there are scams you have to watch out for. So that's all
Steve
part Weiss of that. He's on top of it. Is he going to be with us later?
Yes.
Maybe he'll talk about pump and dump. He wrote that story in the
What is it?
Pump and dump is when you think you're buying a bargain in the stock market because it's been pumped up, and then they dump it, and you wind up with nothing. Don't be greedy, folks. Don't be greedy. Greed opens the door to being scammed.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful. I'll take advantage of this. The market's down. Let's buy stock. You know, all that stuff. You can make a huge mistake because we don't know where this is going.
Could keep going down.
It could. At number 2, coronavirus and healthcare. That's obvious. At number 1, we pick coronavirus and psychology. We think the psychology of this is every bit as important as the actual physical manifestation of healthcare and the way people feel the emotions of this. And back to what you talked about before, the appropriate way to report on it. And how do you serve the public without hurting the public in terms of conveying information?
People look around and see what's going on. I have a listener. I read a portion of a letter on the other hour of this program, the review with the talk radio hosts, a letter from a listener in Italy who wanted to tell us this lady went through what was going on, what her experience has been. You know, we tend to think also of our medium as being domestic, but it really isn't. Because of the things that you can do on the podcast apps, the Apple, Stitcher, Blog Talk, TalkStream Live, wherever it is, iTunes, people listen to us all around the world. And when I say us, many of the people who are doing conversational radio have an audience that is far broader than just the border or the walls of our country. So this lady has been listening, and she sent me her experience in Italy for the past 2 or 3 weeks, and it was extraordinarily enlightening because it was a first-person account of what she had experienced as an Italian in this nightmare that they have right now. And she basically said, this is, you guys haven't seen it. It was pretty chilling, actually, Michael, to read the letter. This is the reality. This is what we've been through, and you're about 2 weeks away from it. That's basically what she said. So,
We'll see. I hear what you're saying, and definitely nightmare is a
well. I like
it
because it's nice to have people listening with a perspective because we've become such a small world. People listening to these programs here, there, and everywhere, and they want to help. So,
let's go to the people survey.
List.
We have Vladimir Putin at 10. This people list is just the best we could come up with. There's so many people being talked about that it's one of our most inaccurate lists, but of all time. But it's the best we could do. At number 10, Vladimir Putin. At number 9, Mohammed bin Salman. You know, MBS. At 8, Harvey Weinstein and Prince Andrew. Xi Jinping at 7. Number 6, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, the announcement of their having that...
Hanks is going to die now! Oh, can't tell you how many people I heard that from. If he's going to die, this must be serious.
Well, if Tom...
He's not going to die at all.
Of course he's not going to die. At least not from this and not now. But yeah. But the announcement that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were diagnosed with this disease within minutes of the president's speech this past week created an awful cascade of mood and fear that mm-hmm. came during what seemed like a night from the Twilight Zone.
Didn't it?
yeah, it did.
I'm feeling like a zombie here. I just don't know. The weather in California is awful.
Is that where you are? Are you in California
right
now?
I'm in California, yeah.
Doesn't that sound funny to the listeners? I don't know where you are. We sound like we're in the same room.
Yeah, right, exactly. Michael's in Florida. I'm in California. But right. It is. And we both go to our respective winter places for the same reason. And yet I feel like I'm a horse out of water here, especially...
A horse out of water.
Cow out of water. Whatever.
Go
a horse
on.
Off the field.
A fish out of water.
Yeah, that too. So in terms of what, you know, I would go back to the farm normally maybe a month from now, but I'm thinking I'm going to pack up and get out of here in case Trump decides, because he yesterday or the day before said, well, maybe we'll close off California, Washington to the rest of the country. So this is the kind of stuff everybody's on edge because they don't really know what tomorrow is going to bring.
That's the part of this that makes it very anxious, anxiety-inducing, is that it's basically unprecedented. We don't know the trajectory of this storm.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When it's a hurricane, you see the trajectory. Okay, we're going to have it for a day or two or three. It's going to go this direction. We don't know what the trajectory of this crisis is.
Maybe we should put the weatherman onto this. What do you think?
It's similar. You know, it's similar also to the discussion about is the media hyping it up for the sake of raising ratings?
Yep.
You know, this storm is going to be the worst storm of the century, you know.
This doesn't hold a candle to September 11th, and yet it does. I mean, think about it. The reaction maybe is even worse now.
Well, natural disasters are equal, if not worse, in terms of stats and numbers to acts of war. Mm-hmm. I mean, a couple of, 2,000 or 3,000 people lost their lives in 9/11 when a hurricane could come through and destroy a whole city. And, you know, this comes down to the psychology of how the human mind processes and prioritizes danger. Mm-hmm. It's not always in proportion to the numbers and the stats. You know, an airplane crash has more of a disruptive impact on our psychology than statistics about car accidents. You know, it's more dangerous to drive a car than fly a plane, but the planes make us more nervous because of the nature of it. Let's go quickly because we're out of time. Mitch McConnell at 4, Joe Biden, Bernie at 3, Mike Pence at 2, and Donald Trump at 1. I know we have a break coming up.
We're going to dig into all of these things as we can. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with the Talk Radio Review. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now a word from the folks at MyPillow who have done something that really is going to set the rest of the market on its ear because it's their first annual MyPillow Buy One, Get One Free sale. It's a BOGO sale. Everything in the MyPillow catalog at MyPillow.com is on sale. You buy one, you get two. Pillows, mattresses, covers, duvets, bath towels, dog beds, you name it, whatever is there, all the colors, you take advantage of this circumstance. This is going to be a limited time thing. By the middle of next month, this will be over. So if you want to take care of yourself and your family well, get a good night. That's important to stay in health, too, getting a good night's rest. Take advantage of the buy one, get one free sale going on now. The BOGO sale, buy one, get one free, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
As you
know. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time for us to continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. We're reviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio for the week of March 9th, 13th, Friday, the 13th. It's been Friday the 13th now for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's so, a cross between Friday the 13th, Halloween, and any other.
The Ides of March are also upon us.
Yeah, so, that too. Throw that in.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of talk radio programs have served the audience. I said that at the beginning of the hour. Very well. A lot of expert doctors.
Who
know. I've been listening to the world's foremost pulmonologist, who goes on pretty much every night with Tim Conway Jr. on KFI here in Los Angeles. And the way he's I have my own Dr. Ken Kronhaus, you know him,
right.
One of the country's foremost cardiologists, says, everybody calm down. This is not something, these two doctors are experts in their field, and they are explaining to people why they need to calm down and not react to the news media. Now, you have a theory, and I would love to hear it, and the audience would benefit.
Yeah, well, okay.
Your overview of this and how to take it.
Well, first of all, I'm not so sure that people are not calm. I don't see hysteria. There's a difference between panic and hysteria. Panic is a word that, you know, it is a panic. There's no question this will go down in history as the great coronavirus panic of 2020. And I don't think it'll be into 2021, although the impact of this may go for years. Mm-hmm. It may have a cleansing effect and cause us to recalibrate what's important in life, you know. Maybe
September 11th did that for a year or so.
Right. Realign our political thinking,
yep.
In terms of about what the importance of government. You know, everybody, oh, government's too big. All of a sudden, where's the government? We need help. You know, left. My theory, my overriding theory, that's above the fray of left-right politics and socialism versus capitalism and all that stuff, is that it's all circumstantial. Left and right depends on which way the road goes. And you got to be able to opt for the left, opt for the right, depending on what the need is. But to answer your question, I think the panic, not the hysteria, the panic is the cure. I believe that we need to have this panic.
We need to close everything down. I believe it's actually the right thing to do to stop this damn thing in its tracks. The funny thing about panic, Doug, is that you have the argument, oh, are we overreacting? Are we underreacting? Think about Y2K. You know, oh, look at all the stuff about Y2K. Oh my God, yeah. Planes are going to fall out of the sky. You know, nothing computers. Nothing happened. And then people said, see, it was no need to have the panic. But if it wasn't for the panic, something might have happened.
Yeah.
See, the panic pushed out the problem. That's the point. You know, it's better to be safe than sorry. And the panic creates the remedy that then makes it look like the panic was unnecessary, but in fact it was the panic that was the cure. So I kind of think that even though it seems to be overreaction, closing, you know, the baseball season is starting late, the NBA season stopping, Disney World is closed, oh my gosh, you know, I think that this is going to snuff this thing out pretty quickly, and then everyone will say, see, the president was right. The media overreacted. But I think it's better to be safe than sorry. I just hope it doesn't go too long, because then the damage inflicted economically and psychologically could be long and being repaired.
I don't think it is. Who knows, though? I mean, we're all talking like guys with paper ears, because you don't know how long. You look at Italy, you look at what's going on, if you believe anything that comes out of Iran, you know, the country's basically shut down. Nobody's hearing anything. Nobody's getting in. Nobody's getting out. China, the same thing. What's to believe, what's not to believe. Supposedly the Chinese are maybe going to hold us hostage when it comes to all of our prescription drugs that they make over there if we don't start playing nice with them. So that is to be part of what we continue here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the...
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at BassPro.com and Cabela's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats seeking the White House discussing the coronavirus threat to the nation.
It is a absolute moral imperative that our response meet the enormity of this crisis.
That's Bernie Sanders speaking yesterday in his home state of Vermont. Meanwhile, in Delaware, Democratic hopeful Joe Biden was criticizing the lack of available test kits, labeling it a colossal national failure.
And it's a failure of planning, leadership. leadership and execution.
The spread of the virus has more and more employers telling their people to work from home. Fears of a recession continue to rattle investors. Major stock indices down at least 20% from their recent highs. More than 1,700 cases of the virus have been detected in the U.S., with at least 41 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here in the second half hour of this week's overview of the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We've been through the stories and the people, a couple of asides. We try to keep it as we can in this circumstance. There has to be a lighter side to all of these things if we can scratch around and find it. So for me, this week, the president and the president who would be, the man who would be president, both with microphones open, got caught with pretty profound vulgarities. Apparently, Trump, just before he addressed the nation, saw a spot on his shirt and said, F, look at that spot. And, you know, the microphone's on, so everybody heard him say it. And Joe Biden's out on the stump before during Michigan primaries. Some guy came up to him and confronted him about his gun record and guns.
he looked at the guy and he said, "You're a full out."
Yeah.
And then he said, "After, so when are you going to want to step outside?"
Yeah.
Biden's funny that way. And of course, Biden's stock went up with the voters.
Of course,
when he did that. But one of the things about Trump? He's sort of the Lenny Bruce of presidents. He has moved forward the organic nature of the English language. Certain words that you never would hear in the media have now become commonplace.
Right, exactly.
Which is part of history. I mean, there was a time when we couldn't go on the radio and say damn or hell.
No. And never mind say F as if we'd tell everybody what the F word is. Couldn't do that either. I have on occasion and I got away with it earlier on. I'm trying to remember when the first time I dared do it. It was a number of years ago. When instead of saying the word S, I spelled it on the air.
Ooh.
And
that's bold. Because I was going to ask you before it went through my head and I edited it. I was going to say, how do you spell F?
Yeah, right, exactly. It's the fornication under consent of the king is where it came from. You know that?
Really?
Supposedly. Yeah, that was the old expression. When we were kids, that's what we learned. And then there is the whole business about, I say when somebody is, got courage, I refer to it as having balsam. And, some people used to think that was, pushing the line. I don't think anybody thinks that now. But it's part of it. Now, speaking of pushing the line, here in California, all of the universities are closed, but yet the public school systems are open. And people are scratching their head, okay, how does that make any sense? In my hometown in Massachusetts, they shut down schools till Monday. Okay, what's magic about Monday? And so, we've shut down things here. The colleges, my daughter and her husband are profs at UCLA. They're teaching them how to do their courses online. They've got a whole program so that they can have their kids virally on, Zoom. And in some cases, they're using, what's the one that begins with an S? What's the other ones? What's the
S-H-I-N?
No.
I don't know off the top of my head, but Zoom I know, and I do. Yeah. And my feeling about all that is that this is going to push forward, shall we say, the telecommuting. As a result of this, because once you start doing it, why go back? Hey, if we could teach our classes from home, why do we have to even have school?
Yeah,
which I've been saying for years. I'm radical when it comes to revamping the university system. I think
the whole educational system.
Oh, totally. I think it should be run like a business.
Don't understand what's going on. Kids don't understand civics. All of the discussion. One of the things about this last week, this Tuesday, the coronavirus didn't seem to affect the number of people who wanted to get to vote. But what's happening is the younger people are still not really voting, even though they support Bernie. A lot of them are not voting. And I think part of it is that the dumbing down of America, i.e., the elimination of civics and how our government works and how our system works, that has now begun to take its toll, I think.
There's no doubt that Bernie is definitely the victim of the fact that young people tend to not vote. They'll go to demonstrations.
Yeah.
They think that because they talk to their friends about it all the time, or they maybe say they're for Bernie in a poll, that counts. But then, I don't want to go to the... When it comes to voting, they don't go out, and they don't win, and then they complain. It's crazy. Voter turnout is the most important key to winning an election in a fractured society. And the young people today, broad strokes comment. I mean, not every one of them, but for the most part, when your constituents are young, you've got a big problem on your hands because they may not come out to vote for you, and then they, want to know why they lost the election.
Yeah, I wonder how that'll. Do you think it's already taken place? The campaigns of Joe Biden and Bernie going digital,
no doubt,
because they're not doing the rallies, they're not getting to people. So what's their choice? They go from now the foreseeable future into the world of which has brought us to where we are, the world of digital expression. In a manner of speaking.
Well, if we didn't have digital expression right now, this coronavirus could bring our economy down. We're going to survive because we are able to work from home, because we're able to be in touch. Can you imagine if we didn't have the internet and we didn't have digital expression? We would be in trouble. We'd be in big trouble.
Do you think that it is our responsibility as good broadcasters to talk about the minutiae, for example, the way to clean and disinfect your phones. We were talking about that on the DJV program this week. Should the president call a national emergency, that kind of stuff. What's the impact not only here in our country but around the world? Oftentimes people say, oh, we don't care what's going on outside America. But yet the world has become so small, and this is the perfect example of how that works, frankly. All right, so you're going to like this one.
Okay.
This is what I'm getting to. My friend Uri Geller told me on the air this week, this was his theory for how this all happened. You ready? Everybody listening, this is what Uri Geller, the mind blower, some of the stuff he comes up with blows my mind. He's a mentalist. He says that the virus was created in that lab in Wuhan, the biological military weaponry lab, and the Chinese were giving it, or they'd sold it to the Iranians, and there was a transport. Fella had the virus, and he was trying to travel incognito. He flew to Milan so as not to be traced directly from China to Iran, and then back to Iran, and that's why the problem in Italy, and that's why the problem in Iran, because the virus was not protected as it should have been. It escaped, and that's why the problem is as it is. It's as plausible as anything else, isn't it?
Well, that's not the total monopoly of Uri Geller. I mean, that's one of the conspiracy theories that's floating around out there.
Yeah, right.
It might be true.
Yeah.
It might not be.
Yeah.
I mean, I do believe personally, and I don't have any proof, but I have reliable sources, that there is a certain degree of truth to this coming from the biolab 20 miles or 20 kilometers from the center of Wuhan, and
yep,
that this virus did not come from people eating bats.
No.
That was a false narrative. But I don't ultimately know, but I hear that, and that makes sense to me.
Yep.
There's a lot of evidence that indicates that. When I'm not going to start opening up that case, it'll sound like we're in a court of law. But mm-hmm. but there is evidence to indicate that this comes from bio stuff going on in China. However, I do want to point out that the kind of bio activity that goes on in the Defense Department of China or the military component of China goes on in every country in the world, including the United States. That every major country has bio labs.
Yep.
So it's not just the Chinese.
The Chinese are cheap, and they don't care. I mean, this guy who's he's doing the same thing, by the way, that Putin is doing, trying to concentrate his power in the time when the country's in chaos. And so and somebody heard him say and translated it that if we lose 130 million people, okay, won't hurt us. It'll be good for us. You know, that kind of stuff. We've had the people from Epoch Times come on any number of our programs and tell us that the numbers are 40 times higher than what the government is telling us. So multiply everything that comes out of China's government by 40, and that's what the right number is. Deaths, people who have it, this kind of stuff. And so they've seemingly done a good job of containing it now in their country, but that's only for their own self-preservation. And you know, you think they give a damn about what's going on in the rest of the world? Only as to how it affects what they can sell to the rest of the world.
From what I know about the Chinese, and I have a great love and high regard for the Chinese people.
People, yes.
The Chinese government is a ruthless band of rascals that don't care about their own people, let alone the rest of the world.
Mm-mm.
So it's all about power. Yeah,
control,
yeah.
Power, that's what it's about. The folks at, speaking of power, how'd you like to have the power of Power Swabs working for you? Power Swabs cleans the coffee stains, the tea stains, the smoking stains, the red wine stains off your teeth. This is the natural whitener developed by a general dentistry practitioner. He sold it to his friends, and then it became something that we can all get a hold of. It's the whitening system that actually works, because it takes care of your teeth. It doesn't eat away at the enamel. In fact, just the opposite. It rehydrates the enamel on your teeth as it whitens them. If you have sensitive teeth, sensitive gums, and you've tried some of these other systems and they failed miserably, then you need to try Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Order them directly from the manufacturer. Use the DJV code. Get 40% off the retail plus another $10 and free shipping. The smile
that really counts is your smile. And you want the best smile possible? The safest way to get it is with Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797 to start using Power Swabs right away. Get that brand new smile the safe way, the way that down the road will last. Your teeth will last better using Power Swabs. 800-208-1797 and then smile away.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a new Bank of America survey, U.S. Hispanic entrepreneurs anticipate a year of robust expansion and growth. Revenue projections are at a four-year high, and many business owners are planning to expand, hire, and obtain financing in the year ahead. Bank of America Executive Elizabeth Romero shares her perspective.
Hispanic entrepreneurs see the 2020s as a decade of opportunity. With a bright business outlook and an eye towards growth, business owners are making plans to invest in their businesses and setting ambitious goals for the decade ahead.
Looking to the future, 92% of Hispanic entrepreneurs believe the small business environment will strengthen in the next 5 years. Many have set goals to advance or grow their business in a new decade, such as increasing revenue, enhancing their digital presence, and entering new markets. For more information on the 2020 Hispanic Business Owner Spotlight, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com. That's newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so we got a few minutes left here, Michael, to work things over in terms of the way that we... I pick apart all of this stuff, the doctors who are going on the air and trying to calm everybody down, what's going on, and you cannot escape this stuff, whether it's athletics, it's going to the restaurant, it's just everywhere. And so this is going to continue. Would you suggest for... as long as it's a big, important story, is that we can't run out of things to talk about, right?
We're never going to run out of things to talk about. We're never going to, whether it's about the coronavirus or anything else. This coronavirus ties into so many topics that, if anything, there's more to talk about.
Yep.
Psychology, healthcare, the economy, philosophy, politics.
Charles Barkley is going to quarantine himself till he gets the results back as to whether he's got it or not.
Mm-hmm. I think many people are quarantining themselves simply by saying, yeah, I'm not going out. I'm not going out and doing anything unnecessary. And, you know, I have enough toilet paper to last for at least 3 days.
There we go.
I'm sorry.
It's a mess. From Seattle, that she shared her story of the infection and recovery to give people a bit of hope. She said, don't panic. This lady... you look at these stories and you want to have the good stories out there. Elizabeth Schneider is her name. She lives in Seattle. She recovered from the coronavirus, and she said, don't panic, but do think about high-risk individuals and stay home if you feel ill. And that sounds like she's 37 years old, got a PhD in bioengineering, was close to all of this stuff, understands the virus, so...
That's a key point that we should end our conversation with, is that this is not AIDS. It's not a death sentence. Most people who get it will recover relatively quickly. It's a tough disease, but it's not a fatal
disease. Price of gasoline going down like a rock. I have a friend who's in the oil and gas business. He lost $15 million this week. Not something to laugh about, but it kind of puts it in perspective, I guess. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wow, welcome, oldie, oldie. William Shatner starred as T.J. Hooker after he was Captain Kirk. He was Lieutenant somebody or other, wasn't he? Or Captain? Was he another Captain? What was the name he played? Was Hooker?
I don't recall.
He liked the black and whites, though. He'd go out, let's take a black and white. I remember that. And this show was on for quite a while, too, wasn't it? 7-8 seasons? How long did it take?
82 to 86, Doug. 89 episodes. It premiered this day in TV history, 1982, March 13th. Besides Star Trek, he did have another TV hit, which was T.J. Hooker. Yeah, I mean, he was pretty good on this. It was one of those throwaway entertaining cop shows that were prevalent throughout the
It's still around.
Late 70s, 80s.
I mean, look at the stuff that's around now, the cop shows that are here, there, and everywhere. Chicago PD, that thing that Nathan Fillion is in, what's that called, A Rookie? Same stories, just over and over and over again.
Yeah, they still play well.
Yep, they do. All right, so there was never a movie. Any suggestion of making a movie, a T.J. Hooker movie? Why wouldn't that be? I mean, when you look at some of the other stuff that's around, why not a T.J. Hooker movie?
I don't know. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you think he would fly? I don't know.
A little old.
He's definitely a little too long in the tooth to do that. But he's still a pop culture icon. I would.
I mean, he works every day. He just divorced his wife so that he could protect his assets for his kids that still live together. They just got a divorce. Anyway.
Got it.
So what do we got? I'm looking at some movies that I want to see this weekend. Here's my list. You ready?
Get it.
First Cow. Hope Gap. Burnt Orange Heresy. Burden. Greed. Do you know anything about any of those movies?
I do not. They're small. I'm theorizing they're small independent films.
Burden has some great stars. All of them have big stars in them. But whether they're getting the attention or not, is anything getting any attention? People are wondering whether the movie theaters are going to be open.
Well, here's the thing. There's three movies opening this weekend, but a lot of now going forward have been pushed back. Yesterday, really big, again, adding to the overall theme of all these delays, Fast and Furious 9 pushed back now to next year, April 9th. Of 2021, yeah, Universal's spent a ton of money promoting, including a Super Bowl commercial, a Quiet Place 2.
Why wouldn't they bring it out in the fall like they're doing James Bond? Why wouldn't they do it this fall? This is going to be over.
There may not be the prime release date that they want, or maybe they're just speculating. Let's play it really safe and do it a year from now. So, Fast and Furious 9 pushed back, a Quiet Place 2, which was supposed to open next Friday, getting great reviews, had a $60-something million tracking for its opening weekend, pushed back, and Disney's Mulan, also release date, which was April, now being pushed back also. So this is a really interesting time in the country, in this industry. And what's interesting about this is the big multiplexes, Doug, are really going to be left with not a lot of big product going forward in the next
these secondary movies may get more time on
they will, but again, are people going to be motivated to leave the house to go? Nothing to do with the virus, just in general, because of streaming. So
I want to know the Netflix movie that Wahlberg is in called Spencer. That's a remake of the old Spencer for Hire.
Yes. Yeah, remember it was based on a series of books, Spencer for Hire, with Robert Urich. Remember Robert Urich?
Yes.
Yeah, and then another actor, Avery Brooks, played him in a rebooted
And Richard Jekyll. Remember him? He used to be a bad guy in all the old cowboys and westerns. He was the cop. They did film it in Boston, and apparently they filled, well, because Wahlberg's in Boston, he wanted to do the story, and they shot it all in Boston.
I watched some of it the other day. Reviews ain't too good, but on Netflix it's going to be watchable. So
that's where
a lot of talent.
Will they take that stuff and put it in the movie theaters because there's not a lot of other stuff around? Move it over to the movie theaters and get a little more exposure for it.
They could
anything else?
Unless I'm sure they're game planning. Like anything else, like any other business, small business, big business, people most likely taking this one day at a time, having a long-range plan, but really trying to wrap their mind around something we've never seen to this extent, at least in our lifetime, I don't believe, before.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out.
You compare it to September 11th, which was a much more serious thing, I think, for all of us, but, see how it plays out. But it is affecting entertainment, that's for sure. It's Chuck Curry, our movie man, here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.